The second speaker at the Green New Deal Forum at the Albany Public Library on March 9th was Meg Marone, who is with the Green Sanctuary Committee of the Albany Unitarian Church.
So the focus of my talk is going to be on the Extinction Rebellion and also the whole idea of forming a local group that supports the national and international movements of Extinction Rebellion. So I'll open with a bit of a definition, and then I think it would be helpful to talk about how the Green New Deal overlaps at a macro level with the national and local Green New Deal, and then also where it diverges from the Green New Deal for sure. Some of the slides will have quotes from the Green New or from the Extinction Rebellion website. So the purpose of the group is that it's to grow capacity to face the reality of the ecological and social crisis with love as our principle, guided by reason and conscience. And I worked with a lot of friends from Troy in preparing this presentation, and we decided to also definitely communicate to you that the Extinction Rebellion founders in Europe have a very strong sense that they want the movement to have an emotional core to it. So at the foundational level, there's an articulation of the Extinction Rebellion of grief, and the whole idea that given all of the statistics that Howie mentioned within his speech, that it's appropriate to feel grief over the situation, the existential conundrum that all of us find ourselves in together. And that actually we can move forward in a more honest, driven, and empowered way if we're honest about the grief of the current situation. A few of the people who were foundational in Great Britain to the coming together of people. The first person is Roger Hallam, and he is an organic farmer, and he's been farming for 20 years. And his PhD is from King's College, and he teaches about effective radical campaign design. Then there's Gail Bradbrook, and she's an economic justice campaigner. Her PhD is in molecular biophysics, influential in one of the major Extinction Rebellion actions, which was to block all of the major passageways into London in November of 2018. Another huge figure within 18-year-old climate activist who skipped school in order to sit in front of the Swedish Parliament to speak her piece. So let's definitely try to hear from Greta. And gave a speech basically calling out the corporate and governmental interests that Howie once again mentioned in his speech. The whole idea that the entire corporate state is complicit within the problem that we're facing. So those are the main figures that were foundational to the forming of Extinction Rebellion. And they have four major, by they, we're talking about documents that are coming from Great Britain. There are four major demands that Extinction Rebellion is calling for, that governments need to tell the truth about the climate emergency and work alongside media to communicate this to citizens, that the government needs to work to legally binding policies to reduce emissions to net zero by 2025, which even 2025, a lot of people see as being a very, you know, that still could be an extremely dangerous position for us. But in the phrasing, you'll notice that it says legally binding, and this would be the point of divergence right now for the state of the Green New Deal, because obviously there's just an incredible amount of controversy over even getting the Green New Deal passed as a resolution, let alone getting it to the point of being a law with consequence. And I think for people to really feel hope in the fact that there could be some sort of change, or at the very least action, in the face of this situation, there has to be consequence for the entities that have caused the situation. Right now, even with the Green New Deal resolution, there's no consequence for any corporation that still uses fossil fuels. There's also a call for the establishment of a National People's Congress to oversee changes as part of creating a democracy fit for purpose, a just transition that prioritizes the most vulnerable people. So the idea that built into this movement is the idea that the most vulnerable, the power structures should be tipped on their heads. Indigenous sovereignty should be a main concern. reparations and remediation led by and for Black people, Indigenous people, people of color, poor communities. These are all built into the foundational documents. It's also like Gail Hasbrook and Roger Hallam, they were all involved in Occupy as well. But the fact that there is this rhetoric right from the incipients of this group is actually an important movement ahead from even the Occupy movement, which was addressing an intersectionality of economic human rights issues and the environment. There's also the idea of establishing legal rights for ecosystems to thrive and regenerate in perpetuity, repairs of ongoing ecocide, and the idea of trying to maintain a living planet for all. So in terms of how to get this done, there's the call for nonviolent direct action. And right now, the foundational documents and the website encourage people to congregate in the major cities. So the whole idea that I formed a Google group for Extinction Rebellion Capital Region, but the whole idea that our purpose in the Capital Region would be to maintain community support for each other and also to be preparing to take action with the big national events within cities. So the April 15th is the first major national and international Extinction Rebellion Day, and the whole idea that people would go to New York from the Capital Region and support where the real power base is within major American and international cities. So here's where, that's an image I don't have time to show you of people shutting down the five major bridges in London in November of 2018. But just again to emphasize that if you would like to join Extinction Rebellion, which the Green Sanctuary Committee of the Unitarian Church is 50 people, and they've signed up to join with Extinction Rebellion. The whole idea that the focus is on grief and communication and forming community in terms of true vulnerability, getting people to communicate about both joy and sorrow as we figure out how we're going to push ahead in terms of approaching the crisis. And that whole idea is also about regenerative culture, a culture that isn't about denial, ignoring these problems, consumerism, but creating a culture and a community of people who can actually trust each other and communicate with each other, and art and music all coming about because of that.